Hey, good morning. 11 o'clock, straight up. On, the heck is this? This is Monday. Monday, April 24th, 2023. Ah, it's a beautiful day. 60 degrees, mostly sunny. There's a band of clouds over on the mountains, probably coming our way. They're calling for chance of rain this afternoon, so yeah, undoubtedly coming our way. A lot of high thin clouds right at the moment, a lot of sun right at the moment. 60 degrees, not a lot of wind. It was a little breezy out in the open, but here in the neighborhood, it's pretty calm. So yeah, yesterday's MRI, results were already in, negative. Straight down the board. Ah, a major weight off. I was pretty sure it was just, you know, it's like, cover your butt. Well, we probably ought to take a look just in case. It's that just in case part that I think was the worst. It's like, yeah, it's probably nothing. So yeah, I'm feeling particularly light today. I've finished the last pass through Hard Knocks and cleared up all of the spare extra notes and resolved all of the changes, and you know, we'll see what it looks like tomorrow. I'll format or get starting I'll format for the ebook, probably for the paperback. I need to do a paperback for Dark Knight anyway, so the next few days will probably be tied up in formatting. There are worse things. And then we work on the cat. And we work on the cat. I also have laundry going. I've got beans in the oven. Got a lot of stuff going on. 4:45 this afternoon, I need to log on to Zoom and talk to Nick. I think it's Nick from Epic Media. We're apparently going to be live on Twitch and recording for delivery tomorrow on YouTube. It's Twitch TV, Epic Media, something, I don't know. The link to the Twitch stream is in the Golden Age of Solar Clipper Facebook group. If for any reason you're free, 4:45 p.m. is when I log in, 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. When theoretically the stream goes live, barring unforeseen. I tested Zoom. Zoom seems to work. So we'll see how it goes. We'll have a little chat, talk a little. I probably did not need this extra hoodie. It's quite warm. Sun's warm, day's warm. Definitely spring. Rain. I think there's rain with a chance of snow overnight again. But today is other than all those things I talked about. The day is pretty much free for me. Gonna get home, check the beans. Laundry won't be quite done. Maybe have an early lunch. Play this afternoon until 4 o'clock or so. Clock is wrong, but the temperature seems correct. I've noted that clock on this chimney in the backyard of this house. I've noticed it before. Didn't give it much thought until I walked by it the other day and saw the temperature, and I think it's a barometer. It's like, that's pretty fancy. That's fancy. Time is off. Probably the batteries are dead. However, it's powered, it's not getting power. Or if it is, it's set to a vastly different time zone than I'm expecting. Did I actually start this to record? I did. It's got 7:29 on the clock. That's a good sign. All right, where am I? I'm at the busy intersection. Lots of people out here walking this morning. I've seen a couple of dog walkers. There's a couple of kids. I wonder why they're not in school. Homeschooling, maybe. Morning. They look guilty. Interesting. This bush here beside the street is got just a few spikes that have a few trunks, stems that have emitted nicely green. The rest of it's kind of still dead looking. I wonder if the rest of it is still dead. One in the shade, chopped up with pine needles. Kind of bush with a berry. I thought it was a wisteria, but it's obviously not. I don't think wisteria has berries. Lots of kids out wandering around. Not quite sure what's up with that. So yeah, Hard Knocks, I got to the end, it flows nicely, it's only taken me a few days compared to the weeks that it took me to straighten out schools out. Book two has come together pretty nicely. I got no complaint. Book two, book three both came out fairly quickly. So I want to get it formatted in case I spot something in the formatting that I have to change. And then I will fire off the manuscript to Podium, maybe get them moving a little sooner than September on the audio production. Get book three tossed over to Karen, so she'll have it to do immediately following book three, book two. Blah, 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 blah. It's so much fun to have her editing and talking about the edits in these days in Mastodon. She used to do it in Twitter, but yeah, dumpster fire there. Coming up on a get ready, say it with me, monk post. Okay. Ow. I really slapped it. Jaguar firing up. At one point I thought I wanted a Jaguar, at one point I thought I wanted a Mustang, at one point I thought I wanted lots of things. And for the moment, you know, I'm kinda okay. I'm not really looking for things anymore. I have to say House Flipper is fun. I'm playing House Flipper. Still looking around for a new game. Speaking of Jaguar, there it goes. Beautiful. Shiny, polished. Is it English Racing Green or whatever it is? So yeah, I looked at Worm Online again. It's like, I might install Lutris. I was looking at it for a couple of days ago. Chris Moody mentioned it again today. Or, yeah, this morning when I logged in. Chris had left me a note about checking out Lutris. And it's like, it's probably a good idea. But I don't know. I don't know what kind of game I want to play. I'm not. Oh, coming up. Oh, this is going to be. These lilacs are going to be loaded. It's very exciting. There's some that didn't quite make the cut. Probably because they're a bit overgrown and need to be pruned. I suspect the same can be said of the ones in my backyard. Should probably go look at them and see what they look like. I don't know what to talk about. I'm reading a book. I don't remember the title of it. Could probably look it up. It's not exactly my usual fare. It is a romance, but what is it called? Shake Things Up. Shake Things Up. It looks like YA. The cover says YA. It's not YA. It's a long way from YA. At least I think it's a long way from YA. The characters are all in their 20s and 30s. They are having relations of an adult nature. It's a fun read. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I don't know if there's something in the air, if there's something in my nose. Maybe my sense of smell is coming back after having been butchered by radiation. I don't know. But every time one of these cars goes by, I get this huge whiff of oily exhaust. Maybe just used to having clean air. Wow, rubber legs. I haven't had this happen in a while. Part of it is that I was really pumping it the first mile, humping right along. It was had some good tunes. I was just sort of bopping along to the music, Talking Heads, English Beat, a little bit of Oingo Boingo. Yeah, and these, I was right about these houses. They've put up, they're actually multifamily homes for sale, starting from the high 300,000s for the three bedroom units. Three bedrooms, two and a half baths. $400,000. $379,000, but who's counting? Architecture owes a lot to the assisted living facility, the other end of that. The other end of the walkthrough there. It owes an awful lot to it. Grackle flying by. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday. I saw Sharpshin cruising into the backyard again. This might be one of those that nested or fledged in our backyard last summer. It was really quite exciting. Beautiful bird. Long tail, a little bit bigger than a kestrel. Quite a bit bigger than a kestrel. Closer to flicker size than blue jay. A good size hawk, actually. Not as big as a broadwing, not as big as a harrier or a red tail, not quite that big. Lots of kids at the playground here. What used to be the gazebo. You're too late, Eric. You've awakened the gazebo. Rubber legs, wow. I will go home and sit. I will go home and sit after checking my beans. That's gonna be so good. Speaking of a flicker, there goes Flicker right there. I love being able to see without my glasses. I wasn't quite prepared for how badly my eyesight had degraded with cataracts. How washed out the world looked. What little of it I could see. I really need to do something about landscaping this place. The front looks terrible. I have no good place to put the trash can, except right in the front of the house. There isn't really room for it, is there? Maybe. If I rearrange the inside of the garage, maybe I can put it in there. I don't know. We'll see. But not today. Because right now... Oh, the wrong one. Right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.